Hey guys, welcome to the Signal 2 podcast. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Alice.
So guys, we just thought prior to our first episode being released on April 2nd, geez, I should know this by now, that we would actually do a bit of a mini episode in which we're just going to introduce ourselves, let you all know what Signal 2 is going to be about, what we're about, who we are. So Alice, I guess, who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who are you? So I'm a forensic biologist working in a crime scene unit, and I just wanted to do something fun, look into some Australian crime and just basically give our listeners a good time.
Yeah, excellent. And so I am not in this field. I've always enjoyed true crime, especially...
Dabbled.
Dabbled, yeah. Well, no, not dabbled.
Wrong word.
Yeah. But definitely been fascinated, definitely enjoyed reading and learning about Australian true crime, especially. I remember being 7 and being obsessed with Alexander Pierce, the Cannibal Bushranger. Not your normal 7-year-old library books, or I don't even know where I got those books from, to be truthful. Mum, you have a lot to answer for. I'm a teacher, so this is kind of just a bit of a hobby, a bit of a fun thing for me. Alice, what is Signal 2? Do you want to let our listeners know what this is all going to be about?
So there's so many true crime podcasts out there, and most of them focus on American crimes. And we just wanted to shed light on some really good Australian murderers and serial killers, because I think a lot of people don't know that they exist. They don't know how messed up and particularly fascinating a lot of the crimes in this country have been.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that we're aiming to do an episode a month to begin. Uh-huh. And I believe that we have episodes going to about 2023 at this point. There are just so many and really interesting ones too. And hopefully as you continue to listen to us, was when I say interesting, I mean pretty gruesome. there's some sick puppies about in this country. So yeah,
this podcast is a different kind of enjoyment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly. So we're going to be exploring that, and I guess using your expertise as a forensic crime scene investigator as well.
Yeah, look, I'm going to try and bring in some anecdotes and talk about, you know, what's happening. I often get a bit frustrated when I listen to some podcasts and I'm like, don't you know this? So I'm going to bring my frustration here and just let you guys know what I know, give you a bit of an insight into what I do for my daily life.
Yeah, and I know, as I said, having done our research for quite a few episodes already, you have done quite a few, you've been to quite a few similar crime scenes, so you could be able to share what it's actually like to smell decomp, to wear other human beings' skin, to get their fingerprints, to...
People are getting excited already.
Yeah, yeah, well, if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what else does. So, but yeah, so I guess the other thing that we could talk about is, what does Signal 2 mean? Like, where the name Signal 2, where what are we talking about?
Yeah, I guess that's slightly important. Signal 2 refers to any urgent job that comes over police radio. So if you call police radio, you need urgent assistance right now, cops get here, that comes over as what's called a Signal 2. So most of the jobs, these murders and these things, would have originated as Signal 2 jobs. So what better name?
Yeah, definitely. And especially being, you know, it's Australian. It's
exactly.
True crime, so it's real. So I also just think it sounds cool, lends itself to, in my opinion, my very, very biased opinion, a pretty cool logo, if I say so myself.
In case anyone's wondering, Jimmy, is this
the logo? Yes, I did. So, excellent. So, guys, I guess as I said, this is going to be, to begin with, a monthly Australian true crime podcast until... ideally, we'd like to do more, but just given that we do work full time, this is at the moment starting as a hobby that we will be releasing. Our first episode will be released on the 2nd, and it's actually a bit of a break from what we're usually going to be doing. Do you reckon?
It's a bit of fun. A bit of fun. It's a bit of a gangster story. It's not too gruesome.
Yeah,
I think for us, we wanted to, I guess, iron out the kinks that we're going to have during the podcast, so that when we do bring you May's one, which is a great story,
yes,
we're really going to nail it and you're going to love it. But the story is still a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where the story just, it doesn't end.
It's convoluted.
Yeah.
Sit down, grab a wine and listen.
Well, it's funny you mention a wine. Every episode, we are also going to be having a whiskey, so that's part of my passion. So at the beginning of each episode, you'll hear us talk about the dram of the episode. So
Before we go on, can you explain what the word dram means? Because I don't think a lot of people would know that.
A dram is just, it's just a pour of whiskey. It's probably got some mil or ounce measurement, probably 30 mils, which is, I guess, the standard. But yeah, it's just, I guess, a bit of a bougie. In the whiskey world, you would just say you're having a dram of whiskey rather than a shot or a pour. To shot to me is just you knock it back, you know.
18-year-olds having a wet pussy shown. Yeah, we remember.
Yeah, trust you to go to there. I was thinking Jagerbomb, but regardless, dram you sit on. So every episode we'll be having a dram, and you want to let our listeners know what else we'll be doing at the start of each episode as well.
Yeah, for sure. So this was actually born out of me struggling with my mental health at work. Wasn't doing so well. So we're massive advocates of speaking up when you're not okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to find an Aussie organisation that is there for mental health support, that makes mental health more accessible, and also that just starts a conversation without stigma. So at the beginning of every episode, we're going to shout out to an organisation, put their contact details on our Instagram, and give you some resources if you are struggling. And once again, our DMs will always be open. We're two very loving people, so we'll always be there to help you if you want. He says, huh?
But definitely. And I think you said accessible, but I think another really good word to use there is acceptable. It makes mental health issues acceptable, that it is okay not to feel okay. So we'll be doing that. I think that's pretty much it for our first little teaser, our first little intro. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so at this point, but we've got some great crimes coming up, guys. So some of them even I've looked at and I've heard, and I'm just like, that's messed up. Like, that needs extra warnings to our listeners. So they are going to be good. We will give you warnings when they are graphic.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just going to be a good time, guys. Let's sit back and learn what Australia has to offer.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly right. So, guys, as I said, our first episode will be released on April 2nd. They'll be released on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. But I highly recommend get out on Instagram, give us a follow, because that is going to be our main source of communication. We do have a website, I'll talk about that more in our main episode, our first episode. But in the meantime, give us a follow on Instagram, Signal2Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you on April 2nd.
Get excited.